You're on Daf Chof Chesam at Beis by the Mishnah. Shloisha Dvorim Omar Rabbalozor Ben Proto Lifnei Chachomim Vekimu Es Dvorov. Rabbalozor Ben Proto said three halachas. The Chachomim were maskim Al Ir Sheikifo Karkoim, a city that was besieged by the enemy, was surrounded. Balasvina hamaturefes bayom. Svina that's maturef bayom, but the svina did not sink. It's in a dangerous matzav. Balayaitse lidoy, or a person that is going to have a mishpat of dinei nefoshes. So all these three cases, the matzav is far from secure, but lahaloche shehin becheskas kayom. We tell them on the cheskas chai, and gabi all haloches, I can assume they're alive. Avol ir shekovsha karkei, but if the enemy that had surrounded the city, they came already into the city, they were kovish, they conquered the city, Usvine Shaavda Bayom, or a ship that was Tova Bayom, it sunk in the Yam, and they witnessed this. The reverse that we're speaking about, who wasn't Shah Achetaitse Nafshoi, but he witnessed that the Svine sunk, is Vayetze Lehorek, or case number three, that Bezdin had paskened already, or the court had paskened that he's Chayiv Misa, he should get killed, executed. So in such a case, Noisnim Aleihem Chumrei Chayim V'Chumrei Mes. That means this is not a Birur that they're dead. I still have to be chayish, they're alive. But le'idach gise, since it's zicha mestava that they're dead, so I give them the chaymer of meisim, and also the chaymer of chayim. And the Mishnah explains, bas Yisrael lekoyin, so I give chaymer meisim, I assume she's not permitted to eat tumen. Ubaskoyin li Yisrael, here, if I would assume he died, so she'd be permitted to eat truma. So I give chumre chayim. In these both cases, lo yisoichal betruma. So in these three cases, and it is very mistava that they got killed. Afal pikein, the Mishnah says, we give them the chaymer of chayim. And I saw in Teiras Abirim, he brings down a Tshuvas HaRivosh, Semin Shinayin Tes. Rivosh asks Akasha, by one case, but perhaps it's by all cases, he asks by Svine Sha'ovda Bayom, a Svine that drowned, that sunk in the Yam. So he brings down the Zicha Aroiv that those who were on the Svina drowned. So why don't you go Bas Aroiv? He was not speaking about Achayma Raveshus. He was speaking about Truma, which is Isurim. So Lachayre, we should tell on Roiv. We should say that Roiv, ships that sink, normally the people die. So a Bask Koyin Liso should be allowed to eat woman. I, she had a Cheska Seishas Ish. So Ruba Bachazoke, Ruba Odev, you should tell on Ashish we go Basaroiv. So the Rivosh says, Amir Diki Yisod, that there are two chazokas over here. There's a cheskas chai, there's a cheskas eishes ish, and two chazokas keneged aroi viz machza al machza. So mamela we have a sofik hashokul. So therefore, so mi sofik, I have to declare, ein chanami roiv tells me that her husband died, but two chazokas tell me that he's still alive. So nois namolov, humrei chayim, v'humrei meisim. That's what the Rivosh says. Let us see Rashi. Karkoin motzer mitagamidin karkumen. If the mokim is surrounded, hamaturefes v'adayin loitovo. Did not sink yet. It's meturef, but it didn't sink yet. Lidoin medinei nefoshes. A person is going lodayin dinei nefoshes, a mishpat of nefoshes. Chumrei chayim kedem afosh vazel. Vas Yisrael lekayin chumrei meisim. She's not permitted to continue eating trume. Because I have to the chumrasum that he died. Vas kayin le Yisrael chumrei chayim v'lo yisaychol betrume sabiyo. Zog the Gemara, Omar Rav Yosef, lo yishonu elo bebezden shel Yisrael. That there is a suffix that could be he's still alive, that Tafke Bezden, that what it says in the Sefer, Hayoytze Lehorik, and we still are Chayish, maybe he's alive, that Tafke Bezden Shal Yisrael. Let us see what Rashi says, Leishonu Diyoytze Lehorik Noisnin Olaf Chumre Chay, Elo Bezden Shal Yisrael, Shalachar Gemardin Zimnin Dechozele Yischus, even though there was a Gemardin, but there's always a possibility that there are eidim which could be malamet zchusolo umachzira noisay kemrinim benigmar hadin hasus rotzam amidoi. That means precautions were always taken when a person was yoytzi lahoreg that they could stop the execution if there'll be eidim malamdim zchusolo. So memele. So Yotzi Lahorig Bebezn Shal Yisrael, we cannot assume for sure that he got killed, that he got executed. Could be the Malamdim Olav Schus. Avo Bebezn Shal Oivdei Kechavim. Kiven de Gomalei Dina Lektola, but by a Goyish court, if they decided that he's Chayiv Misa, Miktol Kotlerlei, there's no such inyan by them that they'll be marzer the din if there's someone that wants to be melamed olav zchus. After they decided to kill him, they'll zicher kill him. That's how Rav Yosef said pshat. Now Mishnah is only speaking about a yotzi lehorig mi bezdin shel Yisrael. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye asked Rav Yosef, "Bezn shalayv the kechovim nami the mekabli shoychte." Good. There's no such thing as malamed olav zchus, but there's other eifanim how they can change their mind. The mekabli shoychet. So how could you say that he's badai meis? Omalei kishokli mikame the lachtein pulsi shanmak. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Pulsi Shanmag Loshan Parsehu Psakdin. That means, after there was a Psakdin, already Shaykhad, they'll take till they come to a Psakdin. But after they came to a Psakdin already, they will not change the Psakdin. Taisa says, that if him Shatan Pulsi Shanmag Peshbe Nachlandal dying Godo Shalahim. Already, if the psak was the lachtim pulsi shanmag, that means that's going on the dying, the greatest time that they have. If he gives out a decree that he's chayim misa, he's chayim lahorek, they will not change such a psak. So that's how Rabbi Yosef learned pshat in the Mishnah. Meisve, so the Gemara is sakash in Rabbi Yosef. Kol mokem. Sheyamdu shnayim v'yaimru me'iden onu as ishploini shenigmar dinoi bebez dinoi shal ploini. Uplaini uplaini edov, areza yahorik. Let us see what Rashi says. Kol mokem reisha ochi isa, misha nigmar dinai uborach. There was a gmar din, and he was supposed, there was a gmar din lemise, and he was supposed to get killed by Bezdin Aleph. He ran away, and now there are two edim that come to Bezdin Beis, and are meyed to Bezdin Beis, that there was a gmar din on Bezdin Aleph to kill him. So it says, Kol mokim sheyamdu shnayim, two edim will come, v'yoymru, me'idin ono es ish ploini, shenigmar dinoi, bebez dinoi shel ploini. So they are made in front of Bezdin, that there already was a gmar din, that this person is chayiv misa. Uploini, uploini edov, and these are the edim. It is important that the new Bezdin, the second Bezdin, should know who the Edom are, if there are people who are bekoyf to be mazim them, so you have to know who the Edom are. Uplaini, uplaini Edom, hareze yehorik. So Bezdin will kill now this person because they have a biro that the first Bezdin was mechayiv himarige. So Bezdin will kill. And here you say that we neisnan all of chumrei chayim, because even though there was a psak that yoytzi lahorik, we still are chayish dulme chozulei schuse. So memela, how can the second Bezdin kill? How can the second Bezdin kill this Mechayev, this person who the first Bezdin was Mechayev Misa? Maybe to that Bezdin, they were, other Edom came on Lamed Zchus later. So how can they kill him? So I saw the Teres Abirim asks Amoru de Kekasha on the Rivosh we had mentioned in the Mishnah. He said, the Rivosh had asked, why are you nice and Chumrei Chayim? You should go Basaroi. Roiv yaitzim lahorig get killed, they get executed. So why should you be nice null of chumrei chayim? So the Rivosh had answered, because there are two chazokis which are menaged this roi. There's a cheskes eishasish, there's a cheskes chai. So memele, two chazokis kineged. A roiv makes a sofik a shoko. So it's like machza al machza. So this is very good in the case of the Mishneh. That means she's a bas koyin li Yisrael. Veklanga shayla, is she permitted to continue eating truma? We klara shayla, is she now permitted to eat truma, or she's not permitted to eat truma? So that we say, since there are two chazokis that say she's not permitted to eat truma, her husband, Abbas Koyin Li Yisrael, we assume that her husband is still alive. We have a cheskas chai of the husband. We have a cheskas eishus ish that she has. So these two chazokis tell us that she's not permitted to eat truma. She's still an eishus ish. Her husband is still alive. So that is pshat, if I'm clearing now, is her husband alive? Now, is she still married? I have two chazokes which are telling to me her matzav, that we have to tell on the status quo, that she's still a nation. See, she's still married to Yisrael. Masha'en came, in the case of this Mishnah, that means two Edom come to Bezdin Beis and relate to Bezdin Beis that we witnessed that Bezdin Aleph Paskin, that Reuven is Chayiv Misa. That's what we saw. So now, a Klanga Shaila, is Bezdin Beis allowed to kill him? So, Gabi, this Shaila is a Roiv that tells me, Roiv people, that Bezdin Paskin's the Chayiv Misa, they take get killed. There's only a miut that Edom come and are meyed l'schus, but Roiv amuchyove Misa, take get killed. So here, Bezdin Beis is a shaila, should I kill him or not? He's here. He's alive. But am I mechuyev to kill him? So Roiv says, Mustami, you mechuyev to kill him. Because Mustami, The psak of the first bezin did not change because Chaypomim, it doesn't change. Here the two chazokis will not, the two chazokis will not play any role over here to be menaged the roi. So what's the Gemara's kasha? That this kasha, the Teures Abirim asks on the Rivosh. Some Shvogi wanted to say a Geshmake Teretz, that by Emerson, there's a Schmeitze. The Schmeitze in, Schmeitze Dalet, Perik Ches and Perik Tes, says a Gewaldike Yesod. He says, just like there's a Loche, in Hilchen B'momen Acha Haroif, the person is a Murzik, B'mamoinoi. So there's a din ein hilchem b'momen acha haroi. We're not moitzi momen from him to be moitzi from a musik. So he says, so how could you kill someone with a roi? To be moitzi chay of him, this money you can't take away from him, als a biro, with a biro of roi. And in his life you could take away with him, from him with a biro of roi. He brings this kasha from his brother. And the Shmaitz agrees with this kasha. Ein achanami. Ein hulchen. Bedine nefoshes acharoi. He has rayas that we do go basaroi bedine nefoshes. So he says, the cases that we do go basaroi, is speaking about that the roi was oiske paskind before we had a shayla in dine nefoshes. That, for example, who says he says obviously Moses Roy Bilay Sacher Abal. Roy Bilay Sacher Abal, so Memele, so we can assume that he is his father. So Memele will kill the son now, Alpirov. He says because this Roy was Aiske Paskin before, not only Legabi, this Roy was Aiske Paskin not only Binoigeya. We assumed he's a father, got be all obligations, got be kibbet over him. So it's ungenumen, it's uchzak that he's a father. Now, he went and hit him. So he hit a person who was uchzak that was of it. But like this, if Roiv will tell me right now that I should kill him al pi rov, that means the rov is coming now to say that he's chayiv mise. And that, just like in Hulchin, the mommy nacharev, and Hulchin is in the first sacharev also. This is what the Shmaitzer says. Amoyridike yesod. So memele, so it's very good. The Gemara is asking as follows. If you'll tell me that what Bezdin paskins, that someone is chayim misa. Now, Klarashel, did Bezdin kill him? Did Bezdin not kill him? I'm playing a shayla. Did Edim come later? Lizakaisa, or didn't they come? If you'll tell me it's a gedder of roiv, roiv pomim eidim don't come. And since it's only a gedder of roiv, so in the case of the Mishnah, if two chazokis, kineged a roiv. If it's a roiv. So here, why could you kill him? Ein hilchem din in nefoshes, ach a roiv. That is shat in the Gemara's kashe. How could Bezdin kill him? Because Roiv Pa'omim, Bezdin is not Seisir, they're Psak L'chiv. That's only a Roiv. But in Hilchem in the first Shasach HaRoiv. So that is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's asking, if you'll tell me that by a Bezdin, that Rav Yosef said, a Bezdin Shal Yisrael is only a Roiv, it's not a Vadai. I have there's a tzad, it's only a roiv, there's a tzad miyut, maybe they were mizakim. So if it's a roiv, so how could Bezdin kill him? So that is pshat in the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara answers, dilme b'reyach shani. So the Gemara says no. Be'emison. Normally, it's only a roiv. That means, even though Bezdin paskind his chayiv misa, it's only a roiv that's telling me that Mustami got killed. There's a miut, maybe he didn't get killed. say bezoi, so why do you kill him? Because he's a vireya. That was the story over here. That's how Rashi brought down the maise. Misha nigmadim ha'yoborach. Now, why did this person run away? If he knew that there Edim, that's Yechaylum Lezakoises, why did you run away? So he could rely that Edim will come and be matzal him. If he ran away, so Mistame, he was unaware that there's any Edim that could be Mizakim, because he himself knew that he's Chayiv Misa. So Memele, so that's fucking right. Aboireyach. From here you see Klo, from his actions, and actions can sometimes speak louder than words, from his actions, we see that he knows us, there's no tzadlo zakoise, that's where he ran away. So there, Take, it's not a roif, it's a vadai that he's going to get killed. That's why he had to run away. But in the case of the Mishnah, where there was no such haichoche, so then I can say that it's only a roif, that roif omim, Amachuyev Mrs. Bezen will get killed. There's a tzad hamiyut that maybe they'll come to Zakaisai. So therefore, since it's only a gedar of roif, so then we'll say the way the Rivosh says that since you have two chazokis, kineged the roif, there's a cheskas chai and a cheskas eishesish, so then it has a din of a sofek ashokol of machza al machza v'noisnin all of chumrei chayim v'chumrei meisim. Let us see Rashi. Areza Yehorik Almalo Emrinin Shema Motzalo Yischusachekein. Shema Mino Lo Yishchiche V'lo Yisavkine Boch. It's not a roif. I don't clear such a tzad. The Gemara Vaita. Toshma. So again, we have here a memra of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef had said, if that what it says in our Mishnah, that if Bezen Paskin, that someone is Chayiv Misa, and I don't know if Bezen feared ois the Psak if they killed him or not. So I have to clear a suffix, maybe they didn't kill him. Noisnin olav chumrei chayim v'chumrei mesa. L'chumrei I have to clear, maybe he's still alive. So the Gemara asks, Toshma, Shoma mi bezn shal Yisrael, shal yo oimrim ish pleini meis, ish pleini nerak, yasiyu es ishtoi. He heard from bezn that this person was meis. Meis means that he was killed without a pu'ula of bezn. He killed himself. That means, the Mishnah says, mishalok v'shona kaintzin oise lekipe. And he dies of hunger there. Bezen doesn't kill him. But that's his ownership to two times being amazed. And Malkus, the third time, will kill him. We won't give him Malkus Keseder. Akaponim. So Bezen says, Ish Pleini Meis, or Ish Pleini Nerek, that he was killed with one of the Dalad Mises Bezen. Yasiyu Es Ishtoi. So his wife is allowed to get married. He's a chedet. What is if the same thing was heard, Miku man terisen shall oiv de kichov? He heard this from a goyish executioner. Ish pleini meis, ish pleini nerek. Al yasiyu es ishtai. Now, so by Emerson, we'll see Tosfos asks the kasha. We have here a double problem. Rav Yosef had said that by a bezn shall Yisrael. Okay, well, let's just go a little further. Then we'll see what the kash is. So Al Kaponim it says in the Baraita as follows: Ish Ploini Nerag. If this is heard me bezn shall Yisrael, Yasiyu Es Ishtai. If it's heard from the Goyish executioner. Al Yosiyu Es Ishtai. So the Gemara asks, my meis or my nerek? What does this mean, meis and nerek? Ilema meis mamish, v'nerek, nerek mamish. The chavosei gabei oivdei kechavim. Also the same thing, that executioner says that he he got killed or he died. Amai al yasiyu es ishtoi. So why isn't his wife permitted to get married? It says a blank statement of a chol oifen, we will not believe this goyish executioner. Now, l'chayre, we have a klal that mesich lefi tume, we believe a goy. So now this goy says he's dead. He was just speaking mesich lefi tume, was speaking about all the executions he made, he wants to, this is mesich lefi tume. Ela lav meis yaitzela. So we have to say, that mace, ishplaini mace does not mean that they're being made he's dead. No, it was yaitzilomus that the court paskin his chayimis. Nerag is yaitzilahorik. Na, uktoni bebezni yisroel yasiyu asishti. So really, Bemerson, there's a double kasha. So this baraisa, if the baraisa is speaking about yaitzilomus and yaitzilahorik, so here the Baraisa differentiates between a Yiddish Bezen and a Goyish Bezen. By Yiddish Bezen, we assume that he Zicher got killed. By a Goyish Bezen, I assume he didn't get killed. And this is Mamish the Hepech of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, a Yoytze Lohorik by Yiddish Bezen is a Sofik if he got killed. Nois Nolof Humrichai. A yaitzelog by goyish bezn evadi got killed, and thus is mamish punk vakat. Now the Gemara asks from the first halach of a yiddish bezn. Taisus asks why the Gemara didn't ask from the second bover by goyish bezn. Okay, but let us see the Gemara. But the Gemara has a good kasha from the reisha also. You see shtoy. So the Gemara answers loyvam meis mamish. V'nerag mamish. It's speaking about, no, you're right. If it would be, mace would be yaitzei lomos, and the locha would zichanah be like that. I have to be chayish, shemachozalei schusen. It wouldn't be yasiyus ishtar. No, mace means mace mamish. V'nerag mamish. But the kamrit, the chavosei gabi oivdei kechovim amayloi. So why don't we believe the goyish executioner? He says he's dead. We believe a goy, it's mesiach lefi tumei. Ani mili bemilse de loy shaychibo, avo bemilse de shaychibo of the lachzuki shikrai. Let us see Rashi. Zuk Rashi is a ish ploini meis bebezn misas atzmai, that's a taich meis, ke goy. Mishaloke Bishana Bebezn Kainsin Aisai Lekipe. So Bezn doesn't kill him ahead, he dies by himself. Nerak echel miyaba misis. Begabiov de Kechovim Meis Kamoy Lakmunya Khalila Diktiya Bar Shalom Mesechas Avaidazore. They also had such a type of Misa that they did not do anything to him. They put him in a house that it was full of offer, and it seems he died such a death. And that's a taich mace. They had such a mishpat of mace. And then there's Nerak. Kuman terisin memunin lahorig, the executioner. So the Gemara says, if mace means mace mamish, amai al yasiyu ishte, kanopek basra di yavomts, oivet kichovim mesir lefi tumoi, kosholei desishe. Yeah. So we have to say mace does not mean mace mamish. It means heilich lomos. So the Gemara answers, when is mesich lefitumei? It means taka mace means mace mamish. Ah, you're asking Akasha, let us believe the goy. Because he's mesich lefitumei de shaychibo. So that's loy shaychibo. Sheinam tiferes lam. If it's not a compliment, it's not a praise for them, they'll mention derech agav, mesich lefitumei, that this person is dead. So then we'll believe them. But the shaychibo, but if this statement, they derive covet from it, ki hoche shemisparim shahogoi badin, verkehrt, der Mamidim, den er mischbot, der Führer ist der Ding. Aber wie die Lushake, wo leu mal nereg, wa afal pi, she leu rauhu, er leu jäitze lidoi. They saw that he was jäitze lidoi. And they'll mention already that they know that he was killed already. He says just that people should respect them that they killed Bedin. So Mamele, that is why we do not believe a goy in the sefer. He says there's no nemonas of Masich Levitume since they have a negia to say what they want to say. So Mamele, I cannot believe them. Let us see Taisvis, Uktoni Yasiu es Ishtoi. Mahod Uktoni, so Taisvis asked Akasha, why didn't the Gemara ask from the Sefer? The Sefer is also Astira to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef had said that a Yetzi Lohorek from a Bezn Shel Akum is Yasiu es Ishtoi. Here it says, Lo Yasiu es Ishtoi. Mahod Uktoni, Kamantaris, and Shalom to Kachom al Yasiu es Ishtoi. Rav Yosef Kama de Mikdal Kotli Le Motzi Lakshuye Dikaluk Mi Lebraisa Mikami De Lichtem Pulsi Shanmak. We could say that the Rav Yosef had told us that the Emerson were Chayish for Sheikhet. Now after the Dayan Hagodo Shalem wrote the death penalty, then they won't be Mikabel Sheikhet anymore. So, but before that, so it could very well be speaking that it's Yaitse Lorek, and there's still Makabo Sheikha. Vaidai Mari, the Dilma Hoda Ivet Kichova Mesir Levitume Kosher Leidus Ishem, Hainu Keshemayid Shekvar Meis. That means, Mesir Levitume is Nemon, when he's made shekvar meis, leitoi bein meis leloi meis. A goy will not make a toys between meis and loy meis. Eis mesich levitumai, there's no shash meshaka. And if he says that he saw that he's dead, so there's no shash toys either. Mestami says he's dead, so Mestami is dead. Avul yoytzei lomus oi lohoreg loy mehemet. But if the guy is coming to tell us that there was a psak din, that gomre lemise could be in that he makes a toys. This is how Nachas Moshe learns pshat and toys with. We don't believe him. That means could be he makes a toys. By meis mamish leitoy. That means, but if it was yaitse lorig, I mean if the din was nigmar already. And we paskin that he's chayiv misa, or it's still debatable, that already a goy could jump the gun and make a mistake and say, no, the din is over and he bezen, the court decided he's chayiv misa. That could be, he made a choice, could be, it wasn't a decision that was taken muchlet, could be, it's the decision was not truly decided yet. So here we can make a toys. Ikad Amri. Now the Gemara, so the first lashon of the Gemara was that Rav Yosef said that our Mishnah that says, a yoytze lohoreg meisnin olof chumre chayim is davke yoytze lohoreg bebezn shal Yisrael, because over there, there's still a mokim listapek that bezn was mezakeh him. Aber yaitze lahorek bebezn shalakum, it's zichev, they decided already that he's chayim misa del zichev killer. He ked amri, omar rav yosef punkfakel. That what the Mishnah says, noisnam olof chumrei chayim bechumrei meisim, that what says chumrei chayim leishon lo bebezn shalayim dekechov. And Mistome, what does Rashi say? Loi shanu, the nice null of Chumer Chaim, Ella Bedinevi Kechom, the Shotli Sheikhad, Fakel, by Goyim, there's nothing predictable because they can always see a new light. They get Sheikhad. אומרת, זה כגמורה מסכת שבס, דו בוס ספסר, הגוי שדיין, they wanted to show how crooked he was. So there was a brother and a sister, one of the Tanoim, or Amiroim, that they came together to show the Olam how crooked he was. So the sister came, and she brought along a silver menorah, and the silver menorah was, he should see what he's going to get. The dying should see what he's going to get, and she tied it that her father died, and he left over Yerusha. She'd like to get half of Yerusha. And her brother tied it, there's a sister. A sister doesn't yashim, but mokim, there's a brother. So this dying said, he looked up in his books, and the books it says that this law only applied when there was a Beis HaMikdash, but now the laws are different. The Yarshin Shava B'Shava. The next day, the brother came to the court, and he brought a chamor, a very expensive chamor, and the dayan realized that, so he said, he looked in the back of the book, in the back of the book, there was a different nusach. So kaponim by goyim with shoychad, the laws are very flexible. So that's what Rashi is saying over here. Lo yishan et nois no av chum rechaim, ala bedinei oivdei kechovim, deshot li shoychad. There's nothing but decisive by goyim. They pasken his chayiv misa, but they can see a tzatzchus if you'll give them shoychad. So memele, avo bebezen shal Yisrael kiva de nafak leidine lektole kotole, but an eloch bebezen paskin that is chayev misa. Omale abaye es rab yosef bezen shal Yisrael na miyevshe de chozel eischus, it's possible later de chozel eischus. So he answered, "Ki chazle ischusa mikami the ligmedine before the gemardin." So their old study ischus are then heard in Bezen. Bosa gemardine sulei chazle ischus. I don't have to declare that there'll be a malamit ischus olov after the gemardin. What does Rashi say? Sulei chazle ischus kloim loishchia. That means b'shas the din the mezakim did not come to Bezen. After the Gemardin, they come, Loshchiach, Hilkach, Loimus, Avkinenboch. I don't even clear that this could have occurred. What does he taste this? I will be Bezen, Shai Yisokim, the Gemardin, Lektole, Mittol, Kotole, Afo, Gavdome, Besanhedrin, Shoy, Echad, Roiche, Valsus, Besudrin, Beyodoi, Motze, Loishchus, Oyehalomein, Fesudrin, so Mamele, there was always precautions that were taken that maybe someone came to Bezen Lamidal of Schus, Mikombakim Lashir, and precautions they did everything. Aba halachically, I don't have to clear that really Mizakim came to Bezen to be Lamidal of Schus. So to Gemara, Leime Misayele, so I have a raya lachere to this lotion of Rav Yosef, that by a bezin shall Yisrael don't have to clear bechlau that they were malamdim olav schus. We learned kamokim sheyamdu shnayim v'yaimru meidim onu asish ploini shenigmar dinay bebezdinay shal ploini edom hareze yehor. So I don't have to clear, maybe they came to the first bezin edom amezakin oisoy sisiklo like Rav Yosef araya. That by a business, shall you say it on clear? For the zicha killer. Dilme bereach shani. So the Gemara says, no, they're speaking about he was a bereach. So a bereach, from his actions, we see he did not have any havamine that he had mezakin, or else he wouldn't have run away. Toshma. Shama mi bezin shal yisro shal emrim ishpleini meis ishpleini nerag yisiyuas ishtoi. Bekuman terishen shalayv dikechov mishpleini meis ishpleini nerag al yosiyuas ishtoi. My mace or my nerak. What does mace mean? Ilaimo mace mamish. That daka he died. Venerak mamish. The chavose gabi oivdei kechovim. Amaya yisiu esishtoi. Akaim long kol meisich levitumei. Heimune mehemnile. We believe them. Elalav mace yaitse lomus. Venerak yaitse lohoi. Uktoni. So the Gemara says, "Loi lo meis mamish v'nerig mamish." The Chavos gebe kechovim amai loi. So if it's speaking about meis mamish, why don't we assume that he was killed by a goy? For kaimelo he was killed. For kaimelo the chol mesich levitu mehemnu mehemni. The mesich levitu me is nemal gabi meis bailo. That they don't get any covered from this statement. So then we say, Mesich Levi Tumoy is Nemel. They'll continue their shkorim, and they'll say a sheker, so therefore we cannot believe them. Let us see the next Mishnah. May we get Be'eretz Yisrael V'cholom. A person brought a get be'eretz Yisrael. Be'eretz Yisrael means that it was not from a Medina's hayom le'eretz Yisrael, it was be'eretz Yisrael. V'chola. And then he became sick. She's in the process of bringing a get. And then he became sick. He cannot be goymer hishliches. Hareze mishalchoi biyadach. So the din is he can make another shliach. Even though the Bailam only made him a shliach, but now he can make another shliach. Vim omaloi, if the Bailam told him, tul li heimeno chayfetz ploini, if the Bailam told him that you should take from my wife this chayfetz, that means the get was dependent on this night, tul li heimeno chayfetz ploini, is then lo yishalchenu biyadach, and then he shouldn't, the shliach should not make another shliach, she'en retzayne shepikdayne biyadach. The husband does not want that someone else should take away this pekod. Let us see Rashi, amei viget be'eretz Yisrael, she'en tzach loyma befonai nichta v'necht. Mishalche biyadach v'oise shliach me'ilov v'shaloi bebezn. You don't have to make a shliach bebezn, we'll see later, because the next Mishnah says, ha'mei v'get mimdines hayom v'cholo oise shliach bebezn, because there he has to be, there he has to say over b'fnei bezn v'fnei nichta. But in Eretz Yisrael, she'en tzach loim b'fnei nichta v'nechta, mishalche biyadach v'shliach me'ilov. But if the Baal told the Shliach, Tuli Yemena Chayfetz Pleini, Shetiten Lo Asaget, you should take this Chayfetz, Shemot Lo Yishalchenu Biyadach, Ha'im Ritzayni Shepikdayni Biyadach. Omar Rav Kahane Cholotna. That's what it says in the Mishnah, that he's permitted to make another shliach, that is dafke, if he is not capable of being going with the shliches. He's sick, he can't give it over. In fact, the Gemara, pshite, choloktoni, choloktonan. The Mishnah says cholo. So what are you telling me? What's Rav Kahane telling me? Smo says, mao de teimo hu adin afal gav de loy cholo. It could be even though it was loy cholo. He can make a shliach stamazoi without any legitimate excuses. He doesn't want to give over the get. Avgav deloichol. Vahai dektonichol. Why does the Mishnah say that he makes a shliach when he's sick? Uche demil sektoni. Is kamash malon. Uche demil sektoni. Is kamash malon. That what? That, that not uche demil sektoni. Davke. If it's cholo, then he can make a shliach. So the Gemara says, Eichidom. How's it speaking about? Idi omalei, hoilech. If when the Baal made him a shlich, he said, hoilech ketzel ishti, did not specify ata hoilech, he said hoilech. Is afogav de loichola nami, then afilo loichola, also he can, there's no legitimate reason why he shouldn't continue his shlichus. He can also make another shlich. Vidomale ata hoilech, and if he told him, I want you to give over the get, I want you to give over the get. Suppose came on, he's not capable now giving over the get. He's sick, but he told him, Ata Hoyla. V'Rab Shimon Gamliel, and if the mission is going according to Rab Shimon Gamliel, Afilachola Nami Loi, Chola also won't help. The Sanya. Now the Gemara explains the Kash. And the Makshin had held that this Beraisa is speaking about Becholoifen. Now, Hoylech gets Elishti. The Braisa says as follows. If a Baal told a shlich, hoylech getzalishti, ereze mishalchoi biyat achem. So it doesn't say any tnoi. He told them hoylech, if he wants, he can make another shlich, without any legitimate reason why he's making another shlich. But if he told them, ata hoylech getzalishti, ereze lo yishalchenu biyat achem. He told them, beferish ata hoylech. So then he can never make him. That's how the Gemara learned. The Braise is speaking about Stam. If he told them Atoilach, he can never make another Shliach. Rab Shimon Gamliel Loima. Benkach or Benkach. Sai, he said Hoilach. Sai, he said Atoilach. Ein Ashliach, Aisha Shliach. So the Makshin had held that these three bovis of the Braise, Hoilach, Atoilach, or Rab Shimon Gamliel, they're all speaking about in all cases, so in this kasha, the Gemara says, three malch. Iboy yiseime hoylech behudachol. You learned wrong pshat in the Baraisa. That what the Baraisa says, by hoylech kemeke shliach, it's tafke chol. And that's from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going, when he said hoylech, it's going according to the Tanakhama, and you need tafke chol. We buy the same, or it could be the Mishnah that says in Yidavke Chola speaking about Atahoyla, Bechola Shani. The Baraisa says that Atahoyla can't make a Shlich Stavazah. I want you to give it over, but if he's an honest. We buy the same, Rav Shimon Gamliel, or it could be the Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. And also Bechola Shani. That was Shimon Gamliel says, Ein hoylech, ben ata hoylech, he can't make a shlich. That's if it's not chola. If it's chola, he could make a shlich. Rasi Rashi. Chola t'nam the onis. He's an onis that he's unable to give it over to her personally. Wodin l'chola onsin, lav davke chola. Aval he loy onis, lo yishalchenu biyadacha. If he's not an onis, he's capable of giving it over, then lo yishalchenu biyadacha. So Mamela, why do you need chol? We must need some Reb Shimon. So Rima says, "Areze mishalchoi." That's how the Makshin understood. Loy maflig bein chola leloy chola. You should see that the get should get eventually to her through you, through someone else. That's the spark of the Tanakhama. The Gemara says, the braise diktonia reza mishalcha is dafkevu de chola. The boy is saying, mas nisim domalei ato oilach. Shliach can make a shliach. So, it's more than have a meaning to say, have enough in the pasuk, shliach, or isha shliach, more than have a meaning to say, that a shliach can make a shliach. Heine heiche deina bal makpit. That means, oh, these in yonim are mitzad kpeide de bal. So they said, heilich also, he means dafke you should be the shliach. But if he's not makpit, so me iker adin, everyone holds that shliach is a shliach. Look the Gemara weiter. Vereminu aleshu akash. Oma lishnayim. We learned. No. Now, how may we get Beretz Yisrael? Now Mishnah says a person brought a get v'chol ha'reza mishalche b'yadach. Vereminu aleshu oma lishnayim tnu get li'ishti. Now tnu get li'ishti means, we'll see the get was as yet not written. He told Shnayim Tnu get leishti, which means you should write it and you should give it over. Eile Shloisha Kisvo get or Tnu leishti, or he told Shloisha, we'll see, there's a difference by Shloisha between Tnu and Kisvo, but he told Shloisha Kisvo get or Tnu leishti. Arei Eilu Yichtevu Viyitnu. So the halacha is, let's go on the first case, which is Negeil Onu. Or in both cases, by missing. But the first case, Omer l'shnayim tnu get l'ishti, which means they should write the get and give it over. Harei eilu yichdavu v'yitnu. Inu ein avo shliach loy. So here it says klo. It says yichdavu v'yitnu, that they should write it. Let's say the first case. He told them tnu, they should write it and give it over. And it seems they cannot make a shliach. Omar Abaye, Hosom Taima Mai, Mishum Bizoyin the Baal. Oche Baal, Leikopit. Let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Omar Lishnayim Tsnuget Leishti, Vloy Nosan Lahem Get, he didn't give them a get. A son Adam, he made them Adam, they should chasman the get. Afabish omalem atam atzmechem kisvu. He did not tell them that they should write it. Hareilu yichtavu viyitnu. So tnu means they should write the get, they should give over the get. V'lo yoimru l'seifa viyichtav k'nu meforosh l'kam. Eilu shloisha kisvu get yichtavu heim atzma, sh'omalem kisvu. Avo omru shloisha tnu get lishti, yoimru lachem viyichtavu. V'yitnu, then they can make other shluchim and ksivin esim neshasom bezn v'rashom lase shliach and bezn can make shluch. Almein a yochid aish shliach. But if a person was not empowered with a koyach of bezn, then not three, he cannot make a shliach. Omal eshnaim tnu arei elu yichtavu v'yitnu. So Abaye said bezoyin debal she'olov lichtoy v'saget. He should have written the get. Ve'ene reitze she'yedei bei rabim she'ene yedei lekaisvay. He doesn't want that people should know he's illiterate, he can write. So me'meles, if he told them to know, so he means keep it a secret, don't oche gabi aloche. But here we're speaking about our Mishnah is speaking about he made him a shliach le'loche to give over the get le'kopit to makpei de'ike that he should give it over. He says here it is a kpeide by ksive. Now let us see Tosfos. Now we'll see the Tosfos writ. Mishum b'zayin debar perish bekuntres she'olov lichte besaget. He should have written the get. Ve'enei roitze she'yedu rabim. She'enei yodei lekoisva. He doesn't want that others should know. V'hoa dekton. So me'mele. So there's a bezoi in the ba'al of it. Arei eilu yichtavu. They should go and write again. V'hoa dekoma yichtavu v'yitnu. It says they should give over the get. Now why do you have to give over the get? You just tell me apsanu lomdis. That means that in Yichtavu, you're telling me that Betzim is a klal shliach or yisr shliach. But there's a klal shliach or yisr shliach. But as bezoin the Baal, he's makpid that others should not know about his, that he's not capable of writing again. So, but why do you say, yichtavu v'yitnuf? Forget, let them write again, let them give it over. So Tosva says, agav yichtavu noket yitnuf. So lavdavke. So according to the first Mahalach in Tosfos, giving over the get, make a shliach to give over the get. Elo yichtavu. It says yitno is lavdavke. Elo yichtavu. Yeah. Teretz number one. Teretz number two. Einami hayidei sheyimru laacher sheyitain. That means if they'll write the get, and then they'll make a shliach to give over the get. Yagish bedover shabalei kosvei. So he'll realize already, I mean, why are they giving over the get? Why didn't the Baal give them the get? So he'll realize the whole thing, because they wrote the get, and that's why some emele, so if there'll be a shliach to give, another shliach to give over the get, the other shliach will find out that the Baal was not capable of writing the get. So therefore, makpid gamal on the scene. That means if the get was written in a neufen, that if it will become the sparsim, that that he was unable, not capable of writing a get, so mamela, so there'll be a bizoyin, so therefore they should not make a shliach and the nesinus again. Now, let us just see the Tosfos Rit. Tosfos Rit is around Berach, nine lines from before the lines start getting wide. Hosa mishum bizoyne debao. Mahas mishum bizoyne debao. Hoche baal leikop, perish. Hosa sheminu shliach lichtev haget. He made him a shliach to write the get. Mishamachin eroshoi loyma la'acha sheyichta. She's not permitted to tell someone else to write the get. Shubizoyin lebao. Sha'olav muta lichtav get lishtoy. He's mechuyiv to write a get. Tuchsiv v'kosav v'nosam. V'ene roitze sheyedu boy she'ene yedei alichtav. Doesn't want others should know he's not capable of writing a get. Aval hochi gabi aloch a get. Look, mishim b'sheyne debal. So, I mean, there's no kunst, there's no knowledge needed to give over. So God doesn't want to. Look, Bishum bezayne the Baal the loy kopit. So here the Tosfos Rit spells it out because it says v'kosa v'nosa. Now l'chayre we in a Tosfos and afchov beis amid beis. Tosfos and afchov beis amid beis has a problem. It says that hakol k'sheirem lichtev esaget afel lachere sheite v'kotten and then olav neidei nino amar avuna v'hu shagodol oimed al gabov. So a godol, if it's a godol oimed al gabov, she can never get written through achere sheite v'kotten. So Tosfos asks Akasha, how could it be good als lishmo godol oimed al gabov will help v'im taima Vakati alavne shlichas nino, my mahani the god loimed al gabov. So Tosfos asked, but chereshet v'kon alavne shlichas. V'yeshloima, the loy binen shlichas b'ksive, the v'kosav lav abal koi ela seifa. Kosav b'chlau does not mean that the Baal has to write it. Ela seifa. What do we mean, l'kamatzar shiyoim al seifa ksoiv? Amishim shlichas, amishim shleitzim abal, lechoshim lishma. About Tosfos says, klo, the kosav is not going on the Baal, it's only going on the sefer. So there's no din of shlichas whatsoever. L'chayre the Tosfos Rit in Rashi, l'chayre a klo, not like that Tosfos. The Tosfos Rit says, psukim, it says, the kosav. Sha'ol avut alichtav get leishtay, d'chsi v'kosa v'nosan. So why is he not writing it? I mean, according to Tosfos, the kasha finds sich nishtam. Why should he write it? That was one kasha I heard. Then I heard a second kasha. The second kasha, Baruch Hashem, I found in Achlas Moshe, is the kasha. The Gemara asks the kasha, how is Shliach Nemsem von Einichta von Einechta? Stav Shebelvitz is Chazek Yisure. So the Gemara says, Tam Sifri de Dainei Migmegmiri. Rashi says, Tam Sifri de Dainei, Sifri Hadayonim, Shagim Lichtoiv Kol Shitrei Gitten. That means the Seifrim write all the Gittin. So, about the Shmoy, you don't have to worry me Iker Adin, because the Sofrim know the Din of Lishmo. So when we learn Daf Beis Amid Beis, Rashi says, Seifrei Adayam Shagim Lichtoiv Kol Shitrei Gittin, they know about the Din Lishmo, so not what to worry about. And here, all of a sudden, a person that's a bizoy, people should not think that he didn't write the get. It's mutov to write the get. I mean, how does this stem? So the Nachlas Moshe wants to say that it matters. That means if you take a get and give it to Safre de Dain, it means there are two types of people. There was one person who wanted the get should be written, so by a person who knows his gitten and does, there's a lot of halachas that you give to Safri the Dainer. Then it's not a bezoyim. That means I didn't learn his gitten. I'm not baki bilchus gitten. I'm not a nice wolf. To be a baki bilchus gitten, you have to be a baki. I'm not a baki. That's not a bezoyim. But here Oma Lishnayim Tanu is speaking about, they're also not baki. So we see that he's not a person that's looking for all hidurim and the ksivas I get, because they're also not bekiyim. So the man of shechiv, he's not looking for all hidurim. How do you tell them to write? It's a task because he doesn't know how to write. Not that he doesn't know hilchis getting, he doesn't know how to write. That's already a bizoy, that they should know how to write. He had one more ha'orev. We'll see who Yitzhak Hashem tomorrow, this Gemara, more bariches, the Mishnah and Daf Samach Vavam at Beis, it says, Rabbi Yaisi said, Shafilo Oma Lebezn Hagodu Shabir Shalayim, Tnu Get Leishti, Sheyilmedu Viyichtavu Viyitnu. That means we just learned before in our Gemara that there's a difference if you said to two people or to three people. We said to two people, to know, so then they have to write. Three people, they made them a bez, and they don't have to write unless you said kisvu with no. That's what it says by us. Rabbi Yaisi disagrees with this yesod that a bezin can make a shliya. Rabbi Yaisi says, Shafula Oma lebezn agodl shabir shalayim, nu get leishti, sheyilmedu viyichtavu viyitnu. So Rashi says in the Mishnah, yilmedu meinem yoidem lichtai, yilmedu lichtai, hachichtavu ba'atzma. That means, Rabbi Yaisi is telling us that if he told them to nu, they have to write it themselves. What if they don't know how to write it? So they have to go now and take a course in writing. So if Rabbi Yossi could say the best Nagodul does not know how to write, and they have to learn how to write, so what's the bizoyin if this Pashat Balabos doesn't know how to write? They finished. So, let's hear we'll say, they don't know to write with all the halachas. Talking about the Bezen HaGodl. Or later, it seems posher, they don't know how to write, period. The Gemara is not in the spoil. The Gemara wants to say later, they don't know how to sign their names. That the Gemara says, the Bezen HaGodl is not to sign their names. But, when it comes to writing, L'chayre, it seems they know how to sign their names, but they don't know how to write. So then it's a bissel modner. What's the bezoyin if he himself doesn't know how to write?